Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about 40 acres and how it's better than 2 acres most of the time, not all the time. Great show today, Jill. Hey, let's take a question first, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Luke says...
Oh, Luke.
Yes.
Luke pipes in a lot. Luke is one of our star members.
Does. I'm glad. Luke says, lots of questions and no buyers. Interesting. My friend said the same thing. Up the price. I did that. And the one I tried that on sold right away. This is kind of true. Sometimes a higher price makes it sound more serious or believable or desirable. I have found that also, and I love that.
One of the most common questions that we get in land selling all the time, it doesn't happen in houses, and I'm not sure why, is what's wrong with it? It's priced so cheap. What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So, I threw this question here of the millions and millions of questions, almost literally, that we could throw in, but, you know, I'm shouting out to Luke. I mean, I can tell when someone's doing really well with this program, when they're starting to ask and answer pretty sophisticated questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, I find myself explaining why this real estate's so cheap all the time. And the fact is this, you know, there's this mentality out there that you get what you pay for, which I think in general is true for, let's say, furniture. But sometimes if it's used furniture, you bought it at a garage sale, and you got a smoking deal on a great piece of furniture. Well, that's what our business model is. We got a smoking deal on some real estate, and we're passing on the savings.
Wait a minute. Maybe think, how does jewelry apply?
Same thing, right? Like,
I think you get what you pay for in jewelry, too.
So Jill brings it all back to jewelry.
I just saying. I got to point out the obvious.
I think you can get big, cheap diamonds.
There's no such thing as a cheap diamond.
Yeah, sure.
No,
not like low quality. I mean, inexpensive because someone just wants to let it go, just like
somebody
our business
died.
Model. No, it's you just find the person at the right time. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, just making sure.
Not that you want to do this, but a diamond might be cheaper in a pawn shop than it would at Tiffany's. That's all.
That's true. I just had to get that in there.
I'm trying to talk my way out of this.
Yeah, please tell me. Please tell me how this is better. Hey, baby, I know you wanted the Tiffany's one, however. Grandma passed on, and no, I don't know.
Did you ever see that one episode of Everybody Loves Raymond where the parents find out, you know, the older, been married 50 years, parents across the street, she finds out that her diamond's not real.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one.
That was awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic... 40 acres is better than 2 acres most of the time, not all the time. This is the meat of the show. We have a show coming up called The 3 Rules of Real Estate. You know what they are? Because this taps right into it.
No.
Location, location, location.
Yes, sorry.
Would you rather have 2 acres in Manhattan Beach, California, or 40 acres in Northern Arizona?
I know what I want.
Right. You want the 2 acres in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, I do.
And me too, for the same price. But in our game, and I think it's super important to realize this, in our game, where we have a pretty strict acquisition criteria that pays our bills every week and month,
mm-hmm.
you want to focus on those 40s. You want to kick out those 40s, buy them for $3,000 and $4,000 and sell them for $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000. And if somebody calls you and says, I have 2 acres in Manhattan Beach and I really need to get rid of it, I'm not saying run the other way. I'm just saying, hey, it's not your acquisition criteria. And focus on what really, really matters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do people, Jill, you're on the front lines with this. Do people call you with other properties?
All the time. All the time. So, you know, what's interesting is I find, a lot of our members getting hung up on this. They think their acquisition criteria is anything great that comes my way. And I'm like, no, that should not be your criteria.
Exactly.
Your criteria should be, you know, whatever it is you outline, like you just said, Jack, you know, are you looking, you know, it's this county, you sent the mailer on it, you did all the research, you know,
right.
Let's not,
keep the system moving.
Yeah. Let's not mess around. Slash, however, you know, one of the things that I always tell everybody, be sure you do ask, hey, what else do you have? Because you might be able to get a bundle of property at some time and make a good deal.
Right.
But still, what you should be searching for and looking for is your criteria. And gosh, and don't waver, get it done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you do with the two when somebody calls and says, hey, I've got 2 acres in Manhattan Beach. I know it's not your acquisition criteria, but I heard you guys are in the land business. This has been happening my whole career. You're in a land business. Oh, you must know XYZ down the street over here. No, I don't actually.
Happens all the time.
I'm kind of in the IT business.
Exactly. You know what I do? I get my friends. For some reason, all of our friends, like I have them at breakfast saying, hey, you know, I have this guy that I know that has, I mean, this one guy has like 640, like a whole section, mm-hmm. seriously, in Southern Arizona. And he's like, can I send him your way? I'm like, what the heck?
I get that too, Jill.
And what's funny is all it's not that it's not my area or my type of property or whatever. It's not my customer. He wants MLS prices.
That's right.
I'm not MLS prices. And he thinks that I'm a broker. I'm not a broker.
That's right.
I'm not going to go out there and do all this stuff. So it's really funny. I think the guy was kind of disappointed. I tried to help the guy out and kind of at least say, hey, if you really want to sell it, you need to post it here, 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 and here. You need to do these things. And da-da. And then what did he do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's not. He didn't want to sell it.
It's not in the machine.
So
you have to stay inside your little machine. Yeah. I had a person who worked with me a really long time ago, and she had some friend. She's a licensed agent. We don't have any licensed agents here anymore for a lot of legal reasons and a bunch of reasons. But she got a call from somebody who wanted to buy a ranch, and you know, very wealthy person. And mm-hmm. she wasted about a month of her life, yeah. a lot of it on company time, trying to find this guy a ranch, and it just didn't happen because it's not in the machine.
It doesn't work that way. It's like we're not here to buy. Not that you can't use it to buy your dream property. We're here to flip and make, you know, some cash. But and like you said, that's our system.
So if you want to buy 2 acres in Manhattan Beach, California, send a mailer out, and then it becomes part of the machine.
By the way, you have a better chance buying 0.2 acres than you do buying 2. I don't think anybody has 2 acres.
No, I don't think there's 2 acres.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
I mean, there's
wonder what the biggest property is out there. Seriously.
I bet they get big.
A half acre?
You mean residential?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything.
There's like a country club and there's things like that out there.
And
but
golf courses and stuff.
Commercial, but I bet residential, I can't imagine anybody having anything really, really big.
I can't even. I bet it's 0.02.
That's what I'm thinking.
Where you measure the lots in square feet.
It's $23 million on 0.02 acres.
It's a negative lot line situation. You know, I always said that, I haven't brought this up on the show ever. When I look at a property and the square footage of the house is larger than the square footage of the lot, I get excited because that means it's like all densely packed in a super fun area. So you have a 3,000 square foot house on a 1,500 square foot lot. It's a zero lot line deal, and it's 2 stories, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm really simplifying, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I wrote this headline. I wrote this title: 40 acres is better than 2 acres most of the time, as a type of an ironic, not ironic, but just to ask more questions and give answers.
Mm-hmm.
So from a pure money standpoint, 2 acres in Manhattan Beach is way better than 40 acres in northern Arizona. But if you do 50, 40 acre properties, maybe not.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Jack, here's something that jumps out at me too with this whole, comparing these two exact examples. The people, the buyers out there for these 40 acres that I have priced at $10,000, I have a lot more buyers than my 2 acres priced at, you know, $1 million. How much of that comes into play?
All of it.
Thank you.
I mean, all of that does. So yeah, if you spent the last 6 to 8 months or last, in our case, 15 years developing a database of buyers who have a specific product type, I would even argue that it's more valuable. The 40 is more valuable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, you're reinventing the wheel if you're going to go out and buy and try to finance and that whole thing with 2 acres in Manhattan Beach.
Exactly.
So You know, I used to hate when my teachers said crap like this, like I'm saying right now. Like coaches would always say that, you know, if you ever played sports and you won the game and you get back in the locker room and the coach is yelling at you and saying, this is the worst game you guys ever played, but coach, we won, you know. Yeah. I feel like that guy right now.
I know. I just think it's funny. I think it's funny when you reach that age from, you know, I think it's a lot of people's in your 20s. All of a sudden you start quoting your parents. You're like, what did I just say? You know, oh no. So,
right.
Yeah. People used to say, hey, did you hear that? Your dad's here. I'm like, oh, yeah. Funny. Thanks. But it was a good little wake up. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Oops.
Sometimes I sound like my father. Anyway, that's a different show. This is the Technical 2, 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. You've heard me say it before. Stick with the acquisition plan. Don't get sidetracked for 2 months. Think about all the deals you would have done if you're working on some home run type deal. You could have done tons and tons and tons of transactions if in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you can get a bunch of people in place and they're running the machine for you, then go start another machine. But don't do one-off deals. That's my point.
Don't spend 40 hours on one because you think it's going to be the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Don't give up. Sit down.
Oh, short and sweet. I like
know.
It. No, I love it.
It's worth saying. So many people
I think it's worth saying 50
towel.
Times.
I see people getting frustrated by some of the littlest things. I mean, maybe they're little to me, but they're big to them. Whatever it is, don't give up. You know, create that plan and don't stop. You know, and eventually you'll start, as you conquer these, what you think is insurmountable now, as you start checking these obstacles off, they will become speed bumps. Right now it might look like a wall, but you know what? Don't give up and you'll get through it. And then it'll be a speed bump later. That's what it should be.
Yeah, may I add?
Please.
When you run into some type of speed bump, let's say, you think it's a roadblock, what you want to do, or in my opinion, is develop the skills to get around it. Not just solve the problem, not just sweep it under the rug and solve it. Develop the skills, because let me tell you, I'm here to tell you, your whole career is going to be packed with stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, when you're at the tip top and you've got literally have a CEO under you who's making a tremendous amount of money and making these decisions for you, only then can you really, and I've experienced this, and it's only then can you really have to not deal with any problems. And I'll tell you, a lot of stuff gets lost when that happens. So my point is, practice or establish some type of a way to solve like a A to B to C, you know, a way to solve problems that's mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with not getting emotional. I know that, not mm-hmm. being upset. And I know that I don't practice that as much as I should. Should.
You know,
Jill's laughing at me across the studio. She's like, what kind of advice are you hypocritically giving?
Right. It is a lot easier to just do as I say, not as I do. We've all experienced that, you know.
Don't give up. I love it,
Jack. I don't mind if some people get a little bit emotional. Just don't spend a week in bed over it. You know, I'm not saying you do that, but I'm just saying people do.
I'll spend a week in bed for other reasons. And
you know.
So would you?
Or don't right? Don't just like I'm out of here. And gone and no. I mean, you can get a little emotional, but...
All right, Yoko Ono.
Yes.
Weak and bad Yoko.
It's okay. We know people that do that. We all know people that do that. It's the silliest thing. So just...
Don't give up.
Mm-mm. Good.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's
and,
me.
And inspiration. Sorry. That's me.
It was a trick. So you just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Send a ton of offers out and get there first. Good show, Joe.
Yeah. Cool. I like your
give up. Don't give up.
I like your weighing in on that and inspiring people to learn from that, you know.
I got more sidetracked throughout my career on these darn one-off deals that never happened. I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just no way you can explain that to somebody who's relatively new. The older, the more seasoned guys knows that. For some reason, the house guys know it more than the land people.
Yeah.
The house members are, they've got a few deals under their belt, and they just know not to veer from the situation.
You know what I think? I think because they hit a lot of tragedy early on.
I think so, too. I think it's a harder deal to do.
Yeah, I think that, you know, their first, second, or third, one of their first flips went horribly wrong, and they're scrounging to survive, you know, make it work. And they are, you have to figure out, because it will sink the ship.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's payments due on this stuff. It's not like I overpaid. Oh, well, that property over here, I only invested $2,000. It's like hundreds of thousands, maybe money in there. And they are forced to figure it out. So that's it. So maybe that's why they, you either sink or swim, man, quickly in that group. So that's what I think.
Yeah. If you're actually doing the renovations, heck yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wholesaling like we do, it's really hard to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do it. Good. That's a different show.
Right.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. Now let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.